Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Steph Curry is over at Chase Center as we speak. Warriors Media Day. He's there. Draymond's there. Butler's there. No Kuminga. Gary Payton II's there. No Horford. No D'Anthony Melton.
Is it weird that we're not there to you?
Not really.
That's been a staple.
It's usually
we'll be there Wednesday.
Yeah, usually Media Day is kind of a zoo over there, yeah. So hopefully we'll get more access on Wednesday. But Steph Curry was asked about Kuminga. And by the way, there's a lot going on today, not just the Warriors. Bob Melvin's been fired, and the 49ers lost their first game of the year last night. Man. And we got to figure out what's going on with Purdy and Pearsall and the rest. But we're kind of doing a show today, and we're a little bit all over the map. But this is Steph Curry on the Kuminga situation.
You know, once Kuminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
All right, so that was Steph Curry talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what's going on with Kuminga. And
hearing that the second
diplomat.
Time is different.
What do you mean?
He kind of alluded to, tell me if I'm wrong, Stoney, but my antennas went up when he said it kind of possibly has the ingredients to for the situation to get funky, as you had mentioned weeks ago, if they don't, you know, knock it off early. You know, talk, but just because they talk, it could go a different way. That's how I took
Aaron
that.
Aaron Turner, wow. The agent for Jonathan Kuminga, said if he comes back on the qualifying offer, he will not be happy. So if you see that Jonathan Kuminga has signed the qualifying offer or has accepted it, I think we can assume Kuminga won't be happy. And then we'll see what happens. Can they bring him back into the fold?
Wow, man.
I don't know. But I certainly don't like it. If I were a Warrior fan, heading into
I've
a season
to dismiss
like that.
It, but we'll see, man.
So
we'll know what? By the first, right? That's Wednesday.
Unless they push back that deadline, which I have no idea why they would want to do that. But we've got a manager that the Giants are gonna hire. We've still got no resolution to Kuminga, and now we don't have any resolution to whether Purdy's gonna play on Thursday against the Rams.
And who will be blocking for him? Stoney, I want to just talk to – what have you seen from Trent Williams? Because when I hear nine or O-line, it's Trent Williams or bust. And right now this run game cannot be found. I know it's not all his fault, but Stoney, I'm watching after the guys get tackled. Trent has got pushed around this year, and I've been his biggest protector. But now I'm like, man, are we looking at slippage? And it's not just all – now you're smiling.
I am.
Because now I'm seeing stuff, okay. Stoney. I'm like, ooh. And then he's over there fighting on the sideline before a big fourth down play. And I'm like, dude is frustrated.
So you're ready to say,
I'm seeing a little regression from Trent.
And I think most 49er fans would say they've seen regression from Trent for over a year now, if not a little bit longer. He's 37, and I think you can make a case that his last two or three years have been extraordinarily mediocre.
He was blocking for you in the Super Bowl.
But you know we're talking about an individual.
That was an all-pro year 2 years ago.
But everybody acknowledges that late in that season, he kind of broke down a little bit. I mean, like, the reason I'm smiling is because you said, could we possibly be in some, you know, it's what we
Then how is this, it's how what, are they going to fix their run what, problems, it's though,
what,
Stani?
It's what we giggle about all the time, you and I. It's the difference between you and me.
What you think,
he's been slipping for years.
But he's your best offensive lineman.
But again, he might be your best offensive lineman. 4 years ago, he was the best in the league. Now he's probably just the top 20 offensive linemen. So that means your offensive line's best player isn't as good as he used to be. And there's going to be a price to pay for that.
And again, I'm not caping up for Brock. I told you where I stood yesterday. And, you know, the four up, four down. They're 3-1. That's what matters. But just him on a personal standpoint. But Stani, a running back's best friend is a quarterback's best friend is a running game. So I'm just following it. Like, man, they have not successfully been able to run and impose their will on teams. How is that affecting Brock? Or do fans out there care when you give Brock the bag? We got 13. I don't give a damn about the running game. We should get the dubs. And I'll say this, on that last drive that resulted in a fumble, you know, that's on Brock. He's got to protect the ball better or get rid of it. Like, I can't put that on the run game. But McCaffrey, not even 50 yards, Steiny. This running game through four games is not exactly something you'll write home about. And it's kind of weird coming from a Kyle Shanahan coach team, especially here with the Niners. They going to have any more success against the Rams? They're stout.
So if Trent Williams is indeed slipping and he's no longer the player he was, to me there's two things. One is then stop wondering what's going on with the running game and start holding Shanahan and Lynch accountable because they made this guy their fixture at 37 years old, knowing full well that he had talked about retiring. And a guy who did restructure last year, and he's 37.
But they
and this is a shame
it.
On yeah. you.
But Stani, they
that's
thought
all.
He would play.
Well, they were wrong. Like, that's the thing.
Well, through four games.
Dude, they're making a 37-year-old. He is the most important part of their offensive line, and he ain't the player he was. So they are going to pay the price for that. Mm. Unless he can turn back the clock for a portion of the season.
Well, and then he needs to start Thursday. They got to run the ball better, duh. But, I'm being real, Stani. We've been doing this for some years, especially under Kyle. You don't find it strange that they can't run anymore? It's like, okay, this is it. They had to call a lateral to give the ball to McCaffrey from Pearsall yesterday. And even though it was a cute play, I'm just saying to I'm scratching my head like, damn, is that what it's come to get a ball to McCaffrey to see if he could take it to the house?
See, I look at it as though, okay, the 49ers aren't running the ball well. Now, one or two things going to happen. They're either going to get it together or they're not. But again, it's like one of the most infuriating things sometimes is to wonder why something is happening when it's kind of in front of your eyes. If you're telling me that Trent Williams, who at 37 is slipping, which we all know he is, and we know that Christian McCaffrey maybe lost a half a step. He might not have that burst. Well, then there's two big answers to why they can't run the ball. And yes, if Trent continues to slip and McCaffrey gets more dinged up, then this is going to be a problem that's going to surface all year. But I don't blame anybody but the Niners for this one. Fans are right. They don't prioritize the offensive line.
Well, they haven't.
Okay, and how's that working out this year when your rock isn't a rock anymore?
Well, I'll say this, Donnie. They weren't going to draft a left tackle that was going to supplant Trent Williams this year. So it's almost like you got to dance with who you brought.
Right. And so you're dancing with a fossil. And fossils don't dance. They just stay there. They don't move.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Leroy in Oakland.
Lee. Oh, he can't be happy.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Goo, yeah. Steiny. Real quick, I'm going to snatch all three of these off the table real quick. Number one, since you're on the Niners, you know, Trent, we understand that. Y'all right. Steiny, you right. We understand he's losing a step. But I thought when Ben Bartsch went out, they haven't looked the same. I mean, Colby, he's doing okay, but they actually moved Ben Bartsch next to Williams, I guess maybe to help Williams out, or they thought that them on the same side could go to work, and they were going to work. I mean, we weren't talking about Trent. So I think when Ben Bartsch went out, that wasn't cool, but I got confidence in the veteran. He'll get nasty, and hopefully he'll get it together Thursday. So with the Niners, man, like, everybody's tripping about the game. And I'm just like, I texted you guys kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit last week, but I was serious. As long as Kyle Shanahan is not on the IR, we good. It was a classic 49er game yesterday. This is how we've been playing games for the past 2 years. It was a 49er game. Had we won the game, I heard the announcer, Steiny, go, this is how the Niners been winning games. Boy, look at this. They're in it in the fourth quarter. This is how they've been winning games. And they were actually trying to pump the 49ers up in case they won. So had the 49ers won, everybody, I hope, would have came with the same energy they have today and saw the same things that they're talking about they saw today had the 49ers won. So that's that. Number two, Bo Mill, you got to go, but I wish Posey would have took a little bit more credit, because Bo Mill was instilling confidence in the team before Buster Posey panicked and got Devers. We were one of the hottest teams in the league, and Bo Mill was doing a great job. So I wish Posey would have took a little credit for Bo Mill being fired. That's that. And then the Warriors, real quick, wake me up when they make this team better. Al Horford, Milton, and Greg.
Wow.
GP2. Come on, man. So that's snatching all three of those off the table.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, Leroy. I appreciate it. Of course, you're talking about D'Anthony Melton.
And you
not necessarily up. Shake Milton.
Yeah. You're rubbing off on me. I'm all in on Steph, Jimmy, and Dre defensively, but after that, what are you giving me? That's where I'm concerned, partner, for the Warriors this year. Before, I used to be like, oh, we'll be fine. I'm like,
so you've got
Curry coming off that hammy.
You got two below average defenders and an above average defender. You're not worried about the defense.
No, we got champions. Well, Jimmy's been there with.
Jimmy's not a great defensive player.
I said what I said, Steiny. I'm just telling you, I'm worried about the depth. That's all. That's why Kuminga's not going anywhere. But I keep saying that. But man, fix this so my guy can get back in the Bay if he's not already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that come over the air?
Do the dog and pony show. We're good. We're fine. And let's go.
Yeah, they're great. Everything's great. Everything's great.
I didn't say that.
No, it is. It's fine. It's fine. We're good. Here's the other. This is what I meant about. I think this was late third quarter. And I was thinking about Harry. I think about Harry a lot. And I'm watching the Niners game. And they're down. And that's when it hit me. And everybody talking about, are they good? Are they not good? Like, to me,
give it to me.
They're not good yet. They're not a good team yet. They're not. You know what they are, though?
Go ahead.
They're competitive. They're spirited. They play really hard. But I am not convinced they are a good team just now. And can you say they are a good team?
They're not whole.
They're not going to be. Like, get used to it. I don't understand. Bosa's not coming back. Trent Williams will likely not make it through a season. Certainly not playing at the level that he's played at for most of his career.
But you're second-guessing the handling of Purdy then. You said, think the long game. You just brought that up. So if you're telling me now, it sounds like you are telling us they're never going to be healthy.
They're not.
Then why question?
They're not if for no other reason. They're not going to be healthy if for no other reason than Bosa's done. He's done this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Ayuk probably not coming back. So he ain't coming back.
Pearsall.
He's hurt. What's new?
I mean, I've never
he was so good, he was man. Injury prone coming out of college.
But I've never seen a receiver make plays and get hurt on what said plays.
Everybody gets hurt on a said play, Goon.
No, he made a one-handed catch, get up, celebrate, and then he's on the ground.
Because he's injury prone. God dang. What's his name? Talked about that 3 years ago.
Herm Edwards. But still, man, it don't make it any easier when you watch it.
What would it take? How many more injuries would you need to see before you say they got to get tougher players?
That's unfair, right?
Totally unfair.
But for you to say that is it unfair? Above our pay grade. We'll never know.
It's unfair.
No, it's not. This team's been to 2 Super Bowls and 4 NFC Championship games, Donnie.
But that was, you know.
No, give it to me.
What does that matter now?
They were able to hold up then and get to the big dance.
And it's why they're hurt now. They are hurt now because of the run, I believe. A big, big part of it. Porsche's in San Francisco. What's up, Porsche? How you doing?
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as a generational San Francisco 49er fan, shame on the fans who are calling, talking about this is a learning opportunity season. This season is just, we're going to lose. We're going to get smashed on Thursday. What kind of 49er fan are you? Mm. We're supposed to be the faithful, not the faithless. George Kittle is coming back on Thursday. The consistent George Kittle.
He's not. Porsche. Porsche.
Tell us that.
Porsche.
Consistent
Porsche.
George Kittle will be coming back on Thursday.
Porsche.
And George Kittle, the consistent, does not get murdered.
Porsche.
You guys are talking like we're 0-3. We almost won the game yesterday. We could have been 4-0. 49er fans, get back on being faithful.
I love it.
All right, Porsche.
Tell her though,
George
Stoney.
Kittle won't be playing on Thursday. He can't. You there?
Well, I thought you guys said he's going to be back on Thursday. But if George Kittle's coming back anytime during this season, do not count the 49ers
out.
Right.
Oh, he
well, there you go.
Yeah. Been playing really good.
Right.
A lot of the guys been playing really good.
Porsche.
Just because building out doesn't mean that someone can't step up. This is a perfect time for that rookie to step up and do what it takes to get done.
Who's the rookie? Mykal Williams?
Yeah, he.
Did he play yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He played his first game without Bosa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Porsche. No, Kittle's out Thursday. He could play against Tampa Bay. He's got to sit out Thursday.
And you're laughing.
Game.
And I know he was in the game for just a quarter against Seattle. I mean, what if I could tell you that's 80% of what's ailing your run game?
Who?
Is having Kittle out there blocking.
Well, and
you, I'm
and
reaching, though.
Okay,
I'm bad because, defense.
Because
I get
I'm
it.
So literal, if George Kittle is 80% of the reason they can't run the ball, then I would cut Trent Williams right now. I would just say, hit the pike, Trent.
But you know what I mean, Stoney.
So now all of a sudden, Kittle.
He helps you in the run game.
Of course he does. Right. Of course he does.
And you need help.
Okay.
Forget the age.
Of course he does. By the way.
But Porsche, don't get mad at us. We're just telling you what we saw yesterday. That was a stinker. And to be honest, they should have lost against the Cardinals. You got away with it.
You can't do that. Harry does not allow you to do that. You can't do that. Harry can.
That's been my analysis all doing Cardinal week
hey,
after.
A win is a win. We can't nitpick. That's why I'm saying yesterday. I'm sorry. Halfway through the
Willard,
third quarter.
Willard, I, and Dibbs all said this team easily could be 0-3, but they're not. They're 3-0.
Right, but so, that doesn't mean they're good.
Oh, I wasn't selling
okay.
you that. I have not knocked on your door and told you that. Like I was selling Kirby vacuum.
But that's what Harry was saying. Everybody feeling great at 3-0. They're pretty much the same team.
But who's feeling great when you would have to, you can't ignore the injuries.
Well, we should be used to
it. Especially now that Bosa, no,
stop. This team gets hurt.
Bosa ain't got hurt since 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Help me out.
He hasn't been hurt since 16, 18, and 20.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's saying part of the Christian McCaffrey problem is they missed Deebo Samuel's gravity.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's from the 410.
Without looking, Stoney, and I'm sure you, because you're kind of smart. How many touches combined for McCaffrey yesterday?
Well, it must have been 20. I'm going to guess 25.
20, Michael Jordan, 23.
Mm. So 87, 90. He's up to an even 100.
Dude, but he has more receiving yards than rushing yards. 305 to 225.
Right. Because he's lost a step.
What did you make on the burst that he got? I thought
what
he was
burst?
Going to...
What burst?
On the lateral, Pearsall got and gave it to him.
So he had a full head of steam when he got the ball.
Evan, I,
no, you're right.
I was about to
you're
text
right.
you, Evan. I said, he looked like he was trying to go somewhere. He didn't look slow on that. How about that? There's nowhere to run, man.
I actually saw a play where, I wish I remembered what it was, late third, early fourth, McCaffrey went for a run. He got up, and I'm like, he's hurt. And then they showed him on the sidelines. He was doing something.
I mean, he's getting pounded, Stoney.
Yeah.
He ain't Earl Campbell.
Did you guys have the thought that during that lateral play that if Pearsall had just turned it upfield, he also could have gotten 25 yards?
See,
like, there
I
was no
not,
one around him
I
when he pitched
not,
the ball.
I did not have that. Now, when I go watch it again, I'm going to be like, could he have kept it?
Well, let me tell you what that is. That is Ricky Pearsall being unselfish.
Yeah, youngster.
As opposed to, as long as we're talking about all our teams, Ricky Pearsall is unselfish. He pitches the ball to McCaffrey. Draymond Green, on the other hand, is quite selfish because he always takes the ball and fakes to Curry and then drives to the basket.
It's beautiful when he does it, though. Oh.
So.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, Stoney, hell's freezing over. You're more optimistic about the Niners than the chat. Like, you see 10 wins easy, it sounds like. I don't like this at all.
And I said easy? Like, where did easy come from?
I thought you said after the Tampa Bay game, you could easily say, before we went to break, seven more wins.
I predicted 10 wins. They're 3-1. Why would I come off a prediction right now when they're 3-1?
They're not whole, okay. And they're not going to be.
But it's a long season.
And as much
you're
as I want
to... such prisoners of the moment. Learn the game of football.
I want to give Ross Tucker some love. And it's early. But I asked him and gave him... I whispered sweet nothings,
okay,
rightfully
go.
So, about Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
And a former football player that he has told me, call me after we see a game without Bosa.
Right.
Which, it doesn't take Einstein to know a team is going to miss a guy like Bosa. But I'm not saying nothing about Mykael Williams and Alfred. Like yesterday, Trevor Lawrence was able to shave back there.
Right,
so
but they only scored
what is Stafford
19
going
points on the defense.
But if they weren't
game,
so...
Good, this is not
something?
The game to drill the defense, I don't think. It's special teams and the turnovers.
But what if I put Stafford back there with that
well,
time?
You don't
partner?
Have... Like, every game's
gonna,
different. I mean, well, they that's
I'll
what happened
that,
on
but
Thursday.
I think you know what I'm saying. You better try to create some pressure on Stafford. They can... They're not going to make 4th-and-1. Oh, wait, let the clock go out and get delay of games. That helped the Niners stay in the game. Bonehead decisions like that, which I don't think a McVay coach team with Stafford are going to have. That's all. And you gave up 4.7 on the ground to Jacksonville. And a 48-yarder.
Okay.
I mean,
so let's not focus on Purdy then.
Oh, no, I am.
Well, no. We're not, like,
we have to do it all.
No, the defense was not a problem yesterday, to my way of thinking. That is all
well,
on.
They put you in position to win the game.
Who?
With the missed kick. I'm crediting the defense for
right.
that missed kick.
Right, because the special teams let him start at the 50 again.
Oh, like, but you like the rules. Whatever.
It doesn't matter about the rules.
Know,
what matters
there.
Is that the defense
it.
Didn't get you beat yesterday. And also, if you're looking at it the way you're looking at it, no Bosa, then that was a really good defensive performance. If you say we only gave up 19 because they had a special teamer and we didn't even have Bosa, like I think you might take that defensive effort for much of the season. Yeah. It's the offense that it's got to get healthy and then got to get humming.
I got an analogy for you on the other side.
All right.
I want a letter grade for it.
Okay. What's it going to have to do with?
The Niners pulling rabbits out their hat.
Okay.
All right.
So this will be about...
This will be a comp. This will be about my life comps compared to what I'm seeing and what I feel like moving forward with the Niners.
Here, this is somebody backing you up. Anthony, Steiny's crazy. What game did you watch? Defense didn't touch Trevor Lawrence. He was very comfortable. No pass rush.
Man.
Yeah, they didn't give up points. That's the name of the game.
But you know what we're saying, Anthony, I believe. If you do that to Stafford, you will.
But it doesn't matter. Like, they'll change. The game plan will be totally different.
Okay.
And you know what? If Stafford does that to them, that means what we already know. Stafford's better than Trevor Lawrence. And the Rams' offense is better than Jacksonville's offense. I do expect the Rams to be better offensively than Jacksonville, so that means the 49ers offense is going to have to be significantly better. All right, that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.